Next case.
Case number 12,566. Lindsay Smith seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare center. Section 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Deerfield Lane at the intersection with West Stein Highway. 911 address is 25362 Deerfield Lane, Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 12, Parcel 70. And we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Lindsay Smith, 25362 Deerfield Lane. We just moved. I'm still memorizing that. Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Floor is yours.
Okay. So I actually already currently, well, right now I'm closed due to moving, but I currently operated a family and home daycare out of my home in Seaford. So where I'm already established, I already have my families who rely on me every day so they can go to work. Upon moving, we actually moved to have a larger home for our family. Our family has grown. We outgrew our small home in Seaford in town. So this home gives us more space. It also gives us an additional space for the child care, which is something that was important for me with the child care expanding. There's not going to be any traffic issues because we are on the corner there. They'll come in off of West Stein Highway. We're the first house there on the corner. There'll be 2 additional parking spaces there, and our driveway can house 4 vehicles. So there'll be 2 additional spots for parents to pull into to get off of the road off of Deerfield. And they'll just come in, drop their children, and then go on their way to work. I think that about covers.
Does that complete your presentation?
I believe so. Do you need my hours?
Yes.
I'm open from 7:15 to 5 p.m. 7:15 a.m. obviously, to 5 p.m. just Monday through Friday, no weekend care.
How many kids do you take care of now?
So I'm currently licensed for 8 due to the square footage size of now our old home. This new home with the new space will allow me to be licensed for 9, so adding 1 more child, which I think is actually going to end up being a sibling because I have a parent who's expecting. So I'll probably just be saving that spot for them.
How many employees do you have?
None. Me. What you see is what you get.
When do you anticipate reopening? And when you do, will the fence be up? Will everything be in place?
Yes. So prior to reopening, the fence is a requirement for licensing. That will have to be up in order for licensing to give that final approval for me to reopen. I was really shooting for the 14th to be my reopening date. However, it looks like the fire marshal inspection, that has not, they're dragging their feet. For lack of better words, and it looks like that process is going to take us a little bit longer, so it's kind of up in the air right now, kind of depending on when that inspection comes back or can be done. I'm still waiting on a water test to come back from the Office of Drinking Water. Unfortunately, we failed the first one. There was too many nitrates in our water, so we had to put in a whole home water system. That's been completed. They came last week to do a new test, so we're just waiting on the results for that. So we're waiting on that. And then licensing has to come out and do their final inspection.
Have you spoken to your neighbors?
We have, yes.
Generally a good thoughts on this, or anybody negative?
No one's appeared negative to us. They all seem very supportive. Our one neighbor, bless her little heart, she's like, I love kids. This is going to be so great. I'm going to sit on my back porch and watch you guys. Like, help yourself.
Do you think this will substantially affect adversely your neighbors, that you having this business, meaning you operating a childcare, do you think that will affect your neighbors adversely?
I don't think so.
What is the property across the road of Deerfield Lane? Looks like a large lot or?
Oh, it's a cornfield.
Cornfield?
There's corn planted there right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So farmland.
I guess my question, not that it really makes any difference, is how come you didn't do all this before you moved so you wouldn't have any interruption in services? Or we just didn't know that we needed to do this, or?
It kind of all happened quickly.
Gotcha.
We found this house and literally put an offer in on the day that it got listed, and then our house sold 2 days after that. We listed ours right away because ours wasn't even listed at that point. We listed ours the very next day, and then that following day ours sold. So everything just kind of happened really quickly. We also went on vacation in the midst of all this. We settled on the day we got back.
Sure.
Just didn't. And I guess fear of putting a lot of money into it before really knowing whether the home was ours. With all of these inspections, I don't even want to add up how much we've spent on top of the water system that we just had to put in.
Any further questions?
What about traffic on Deerfield Lane? Is it pretty high or low traffic? Or
so that is actually a private road. It's not a county road. We learned through our neighbors. Apparently, the previous owners of our home, the neighbors directly basically behind us on Deerfield, and then the neighbors there, and then it kind of loops around like a horseshoe. So there's neighbors in the back corner there of that area. They apparently paid to have that road paved. So it's not actually maintained by the county, so it's actually considered a private road. So other than those of us who live there, there's no other additional traffic unless obviously they're having, you know, someone's having a visitor.
Right.
So it's a super quiet, Deerfield is a super quiet road.
I think you already said it, I might have missed it, but how many trips or vehicle movements do you think you'll be generating a day?
So I currently have 5 families.
Okay.
Because I have some sibling sets, so to make up that 8. So I have up to five vehicles a day.
So twice a day, so 10, right?
Right. Okay. Potentially a 6th because of this extra number of licenses. Number of children that I'll be able to have with licensing.
How busy Stein Highway is.
Right.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp?
Just one. How big is your lot? You know?
I have no idea. But being honest.
That's fine. We want you to be honest.
No idea. My husband would better have that answer.
You're good. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
How long ago did you close on the lot or on the property?
So we settled on the house on May, I think it's actually on this paper, May 21st. We stayed in our old home until June 3rd. So because I stayed there until June 3rd, I was able to operate the childcare out of there until June 3rd.
Okay, and you still need to put the fence up. It hasn't been done yet.
That's a work in progress.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Is there anyone here present in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12566 for Mrs. Lindsay Smith. For the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12566 has been approved.
Thank you.